Incretins are hormones produced by the gastrointestinal tract that play a role in postprandial glucose homeostasis. Two incretins that play a central role in humans are glucagon-like peptide 1, or GLP-1, and glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, or GIP. A dysregulated response to these incretins contributes to the pathogenesis of type 2 diabetes, and incretin-based therapies currently represent important, standard-of-care, anti-diabetic treatment options. There are multiple GLP-1 receptor agonists currently on the market. Daily injectable formulations available include exenatide BID, lixisenatide, and liraglutide. These formulations are administered using multi-dose pens and are marketed in the U.S. as Byetta, Adlixin, and Victoza, respectively. Injectable long-acting, once-weekly formulations available include dulaglutide, exenatide XR, and semaglutide. These are administered using single or multi-dose pens and are marketed in the U.S. as Tanzeum, Trulicity, Bydureon, and Ozempic. A first-of-its-kind, orally available, tablet form of semaglutide called Rybelsus was approved for use in adults with type 2 diabetes in the U.S. in 2019 and in the EU in 2020. Once-daily liraglutide has a very similar sequence to GLP-1 and is therefore susceptible to DPP-4 breakdown. However, the addition of a fatty acid side chain promotes reversible binding to the albumin and self-association. This process slows the absorption rate at the injection site, reduces exposure to DPP-4, and reduces renal clearance.